Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Thank you for being with us. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. In a minute, we'll be joined by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. But there he is, your FBI director. You know, when the FBI director comments on the skyrocketing number of suspected terrorists at our border and says, I can't really speak to that issue. And then Christopher Wray talks about over the past 2 years, how they have seized enough fentanyl to kill 270 million Americans. Then he talks about the threat level in the country since October the 7th, the worst terror attack in Israel's history, has gone so much higher. A lot of these threats are targeted at the Jewish community. And then he admits that the FBI is conducting multiple investigations into individuals in our country affiliated with the terrorist group Hamas. And then lastly, he discusses threats by Iran and Hezbollah to attack Americans on U.S. soil. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is with us. Senator, when I hear our FBI director talking about the skyrocketing number of suspected terrorists at our border, and when I hear that him talk about seizing enough fentanyl to kill almost every American, 270 million Americans, and talk about the threat level, especially after October 7th to the Jewish community, and acknowledging that we have people affiliated with Hamas in our country and the threat of Iran and Hezbollah on American soil, why hasn't Mayorkas and Biden and Kamala Harris, why haven't they closed the border? Considering they're not vetting any of these people and they've been lying to us saying the border's closed and the border's secure?
I think that ultimately their philosophy is of open borders. I think they truly do want as many people to come across as possible. If they look at the politics of Texas, they say the more illegal immigrants that come in, the longer they're here, their children will vote, and that their children are voting 3-1 Democrat. And so they see this as a way of transforming the country and the politics of this. It's also why when you look at the specific human tragedy of, you know, smuggling of humans and young girls across the border and the drug trade, all the things that go along with this open border spot process, they don't really seem to care about those individuals too much. It isn't really a concern for those individuals. They don't really care. They care purely about the power politics of votes, and they think they can make America basically permanently a Democrat, left-leaning country by allowing unlimited numbers of people across the border.
Well, it's pretty unbelievable, and yet we keep being lied to. How come? How do they get away with just looking at us in the eye and saying the border's secure and the borders are closed, and yet that day we're watching illegal immigrants cross into the country, and we know they're not getting vetted?
You know, I don't think ultimately they will win this, and there's going to be a shift sometime that's going to happen in the electorate when the electorate decides that these people don't care about my safety, that they're allowing people to come across who are potentially terrorists. They're allowing people to come across who are criminals. They're allowing rapists and drug dealers to come across here and human traffickers. And I think when that finally hits home, when the violence comes to all the cities, and I think it's there, but when it finally becomes realized that this is the policy of Democrats to not care about the crime that's being brought into your community, the drugs that are being brought into your community, I think there is a breaking point at which the electorate breaks the other way, and that maybe they miscalculate that open borders is going to help them win elections.
Oh, I don't think so. How do you, you know, we do have a rule of law, and maybe I'm just struggling with this a little more than I should, but if we believe, we know for a fact people in the thousands have been coming from the Middle East to our southern border. We know that there have been tens of thousands of communist Chinese and Russians that have come across that border. My question is, Senator, you know, do you think they're coming here because they want a better life for themselves or their families? Or do we have to assume that many of them are coming here with nefarious intentions and that there are terror cells that Joe Biden is currently letting into this country that when they're here will plot, plan, and scheme 9/11 2.0 or far worse than that?
You know, I think it's a combination. Obviously, there are some good people just want a better way of life. There are some people who are potentially terrorists. There are some people that are criminals, rapists, human traffickers. So it's a combination. But if you don't police your border, you don't know who's who. And so you can expect the worst or believe the worst, but you've got to police your border. And ultimately, this requires a change in policy. So it's important for conservatives to know that if all of a sudden they put forward a big Ukraine bill and they say, oh, we're going to give some money for border security, if the money is just dumped into the system we have, it'll just basically go to Chicago and New York to house these people. It'll get hotel rooms for them, you know, across the United States, but it won't fix the problem. You have to change the policy. You know, when Trump had basically put pressure on the president of Mexico and they got the Remain in Mexico policy, that required Mexico actually acceding to what we wanted, and it worked. And we had it for a while, and the numbers were, you know, 90% less than they are now. But you have to go back to that. You have to have a policy where you can't just come to the border and get admittance. If you come across the border and you didn't come across properly, you have to be put right back on the other side of the border. All you do is do that for a month or two, and there's several thousand people in a camp over there, and then they quit coming. They're coming now because basically CNN sends a beacon signal to the entire world to walk to the United States that Biden will let you in.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. Let me shift gears on you a little bit here. Congratulations on your best-selling book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. If we did have equal justice under the law, I think that Anthony Fauci would be under a major investigation today. But we also... I want to ask you about this $12 million taxpayer-funded NIH research facility in Colorado that I can't believe apparently is going to import bats from Asia. Are they also going to have gain-of-function research, Senator?
This is just a death wish. This is a gamble that we should not take as a civilization. We should be treating this as if, hey, why don't we import a radioactive atomic bomb from China and bring it right into the middle of Colorado? No, it's a terrible disaster. There will be gain-of-function research because they are doing it across the United States. And my fear is that there will be another accident. And another accident, you know, if the virus is a more deadly virus, this virus, as deadly as it was 0.3% deadly. Can you imagine if the next one's 5% deadly or 50% deadly? We're talking about something that could end civilization as we know it. And apparently Peter Daszak's involved with this. He's the guy that in the book we talk about was the leader of Eco Health Alliance, which is the main funder of the research that went on in Wuhan that led to this pandemic. Now, finally, the government has said the Wuhan lab's not going to get money for 10 years, but there's been no ban on Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak has arguably committed acts that really need to be judged by the legal system. He needs to be brought in. Apparently, he was apparently brought in for deposition recently by Congress, and yet money's still flowing to this guy. He should have a permanent lifetime ban on money for his involvement in the Wuhan project, because, he never released his records. Even when the NIH asked him for records, he said they're proprietary and I won't do it. When the WHO asked him this, when there were investigations by Lancet, he refused to give any of his records. For that refusal, refusing to cooperate in the investigation, he should be permanently disbarred from getting any of our taxpayer money.
Well, I don't know why we would ever do this. This is insanity. What is the one big takeaway? I'm pretty certain that Joe Biden's never going to bring up COVID, intellectual property theft, unfair trade practices, the spy balloon, aggressive actions against our fighter jets in international airspace, our Navy being confronted in international waterways by China. I don't think it's going to be brought up, the hostilities over Taiwan airspace. I don't think any of that's coming up with Joe Biden in China. And I think, I think that President Xi is going to see a very weak president and probably inside be laughing to himself.
I think that you're exactly right in this. I don't see Biden standing up to Xi in any meaningful way. And even with the whole idea of this research, we could have put pressure on them from the very beginning. Instead, when the Trump administration offered three scientists to go to China to study the origins of this with the WHO, China rejected all of them and said, oh, no, we want Peter Daszak, the guy who was funding the lab, as if he weren't conflicted enough on this. So, no, I don't expect Biden to have the strength of character or presence of mind, really, to be able to negotiate from a position of strength. So I don't expect a lot out of this meeting.
All right, quick break. More with Senator Rand Paul coming up. And then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
All right, we continue with Senator Rand Paul. By the way, another big congratulations to him on his best-selling book that came out. It's called Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. A lot of information in there that you're going to, it's going to shock you, and it should shock you, and this should never happen again. But we continue with Senator Paul. What do you think about the way Congress can never seem to follow regular order and pass appropriations bills? I understand the situation that Speaker Johnson was in. He's only been on the job for 3 weeks, and he's only got a 3-vote majority, and he's got various factions within the Republican Party in the House, and his hands are tied. It's becoming dysfunctional at this point.
Well, there is something the Speaker can do, and this is what I'm encouraging conservatives over there that I deal with on a daily basis to advocate for, is that if he still does each of the appropriation bills individually, if there's 12 different appropriation bills, the Senate will respond by doing maxi buses or omnibuses. They're going to bundle them all together and send them back. I believe the Speaker has the power to say we will only conference on individual bills. So let's say the Senate sends 9 bills over there together and the House does them individually. Then you have 12 bites at the apple, and it may be that on 1/12 of government, maybe you can leverage to reduce the IRS agents being hired. Maybe you can reduce some of the prohibitions on gas cars, things like that. there may be points of leverage when you divide government spending into 12. So if conservatives hang in there, and if the speaker will say we are not conferencing on groups of bills, only on individual bills, and if they actually do that during the period of these continuing resolutions, then I think they'll end up being some success. Today on the floor, we will get the House version, and I will oppose it, but I will also introduce an amendment to cut about $50 billion worth of spending, because I think the levels after the pandemic and after the Biden spending, I can't vote to continue them at the same level. So I'm in league with the conservatives on the House side in saying the spending level's too high.
Well, the spending level is too high. I mean, we just had another $2 trillion in debt. Senator, I never thought we'd get to a point as a country before our government, the one you're a part of, and it's not your fault, we pay it before we can spend one dime. We're now spending $1 trillion just to pay off the debt annually. $1 trillion. That's unsustainable, Senator.
Yeah, and we're accumulating debt at about $1 trillion every 3 months. The last 3 months, we added another trillion. So it is out of control, and I fear there is coming a day of reckoning. I think our biggest threat to our country is from within, not from without. It's the demise of the dollar. It's a day in which there's a panic worldwide, and people say, we're no longer buying the dollar because these people cannot balance their budget. You know, look, half of the European Union has an annual balanced budget. Denmark, Sweden, they balance their annual budget. Germany, they balance their budget. Even though they have big welfare states and a lot of taxes, they don't run a huge debt every year.
So yeah, by the way, one reason why is because we're stupid enough to be funding the UN, the WEF, the WHO, the Paris Climate Accords, all things we need to stop doing, in my opinion.
You're exactly right, and we fund everything, and the only thing that's true in Washington is they will never make a decision or a choice to fund one thing versus another. They say, let's fund it all, just put it on our tab, and this is a real problem. In state capitals, state legislators make decisions. In your city council, they make decisions because there's a finite amount of money. Only in Washington is the money considered to be infinite, and the Federal Reserve will print it up. So no one ever makes any tough decisions up here. I've never heard of anybody. In fact, when the speaker came forward and said the Israel aid will be paid for by cutting IRS money, that's the first time we've had a speaker with any guts in the entire time I've been up here who would actually offset new spending by getting rid of existing spending.
Well, we appreciate you, Senator. Thanks for being with us. By the way, if you have not had a chance to read Senator Rand Paul's book, it's called The Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up, Amazon.com, bookstores around the country. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, Sean.
800-941-SEAN is our number. All right. I talk about this all the time. What are you going to do if, God forbid, you have a perpetrator that breaks into your house, your business, whatever, confronts you on the street, and wants to bring harm to you or to your family? Now, I've been a big believer and still am a big believer in my Second Amendment rights. I've had a license to carry my entire adult life. And I've now been introduced to Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. What's Byrna? Byrna is an effective, non-lethal alternative. Looks like a gun, fires like a gun, and it shoots projectiles that have two different pepper sprays that will disperse along with tear gas. And it's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. And it frankly works. They not only have the pistols, they've now come out with a rifle version, which I love even more, which is called the Mission 4. Linda, I mean, and on top of that, they have their 12-gauge non-lethal shotgun round. You put it in your own shotgun, and that can be a round and a means to, you know, incapacitate any perpetrator. It's an option. I like having the choice. I've been practicing often now that I finally got them delivered. I got the new Mission 4 that I purchased, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool about Byrna? I was talking to their CEO the other day. He really cares so much about safety. That's the thing that he cares the most about. He's like, I don't want people to think that just because they're getting a less lethal gun, they don't need to be trained. They do. So they have all these awesome safety videos, and they even have your video up using the Mission 4, using those 12-gauge less lethal bullets, and showing how to clear a house and how to do it safely with,
hey,
you
Linda,
know, professionals.
I've been around firearms my whole life, and that day when they sent their special forces guys over and we went and met them, I got to tell you something, I learned a lot that day.
we learned a lot, and our audience can learn a lot by going to Byrna.com, going to Hannity.com, and we strongly advise you to get your own less lethal because it really can save your life and not hurt the person trying to hurt you.
BYRNA.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you're going to love this non-lethal defense option.
Can't always believe what the other side claims. That's why there's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in a second. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Christmas is going to be here. Next week is Thanksgiving, and that means get ready. Christmas is right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really special gift, I urge you to go to the website henryusa.com. Why? Because you can get their free holiday gift guide. They'll mail it to you. Every Henry is made right here in America. All their parts are American, but they do use old school fine craftsmanship, the finest I've ever seen. And you're giving somebody, if you give them a Henry, you're giving them a work of art. You're giving them a future family heirloom that can be passed down for generations, always backed by the company's lifetime warranty. I will tell you, this is a very special company. Their performance, every Henry I own, it's top-notch, accurate out of the box. They shoot smooth, they shoot straight, reliable from day one, and it remains reliable. They got over 200 models of rifles and shotguns, revolvers you can choose from. In other words, they got something for everybody on your gift list this year, whether they're outdoorsmen or hunters or beginners or collectors. Anyway, or, you know, they need home or business self-defense, whatever it happens to be. Anyway, check it out right now. Go to henryusa.com. Get their free gift guide. They'll send free decals with it and a list of dealers where you are. henryusa.com. You're going to love this company. I love this company. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Ryan is in Kansas. Ryan, you're next on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Doing, Sean. First time caller. Love you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Glad you're out there.
Hey, quick question. I just was monitoring something on the news yesterday, and I just couldn't believe it when they told me that we were negotiating with terrorists. I thought it has always been our policy that we don't negotiate with terrorists.
That's a great point.
Strong. I mean, as a strong country, we have to stand up for everyone, and we just go and like they said, strong with peace.
I'm going to tell you in principle everything you're saying. You know, like, for example, when Biden paid the mullahs in Iran $6 billion as a ransom for five Americans, I was apoplectic. If you're one of the family members of the 200 plus or 400 plus, there's all these estimates about how many hostages Hamas actually has, and your family member, you know, may have an opportunity to be released. Deep down in my heart, do I want the government to do everything humanly possible to try and save my loved one? Of course I do, because I have a heart, I have a conscience, and I have a soul. It's not as cut and dry as people like to make it out to be. Deals like this are happen to be made all the time. But you can't, it's got to, you can't be in a position where you're paying $1.2 billion per hostage. You just can't do that. It's got to be one for one. And if I was Israel, you know, the problem is if you take Palestinians or even Hamas terrorists hostage, they don't care about those hostages. You know, the only people that care about hostages in this conflict are Israel and the United States. Nobody else seems to care. And
you're right.
You know,
you're right, Sean. The thing about it is it shows weakness.
It shows weakness, and it does one other thing. It encourages more hostage taking.
Absolutely. And I just feel.
However, if it was your son or daughter, wouldn't you want the government to be trying? Because I would. I admit I'm a hypocrite on the issue. A total hypocrite.
Sean, I would be doing everything. I'd be finding a way I could go over there and talk people in trying to rescue them myself. But. Reality.
I'd offer to surrender myself and let my kid go.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
I mean, that's what good people do. So I'm not going to be as harsh on that, even though I know in the end it results in all likelihood, it will result in more hostage taking. However, I am very, very sympathetic and understanding to the families of loved ones.
I understand. When I was stationed in Germany, I went and visited Dachau and Auschwitz, and just going there just puts me, and I can feel the emotion that every one of those family members are feeling. It's just, you can't believe it.
Well, it's terrible. And by the way, this is the 1930s all over again. I never thought we would see stuff like this in our lifetime. And the sheer numbers of people worldwide that are showing their anti-Semitism and their hatred and their bias and their racism and their bigotry, it's shocking to me. You know, I'm old school. I kind of believe in the way my parents raised me is that every human being is a child of God. And the only difference is human beings have the choice of propensity towards good or propensity towards evil. And, you know, I'm praying hard for these hostages, but I'm also praying hard for Israel's full and complete victory over terrorism. Radical Islamists. John is in California, disagrees with me. What's up, John? How are you?
Hi, Sean. This is John from California. I always listen to your program, and I think you're a very smart man. And if you run for president, I would vote for you, but I don't know if you want that job.
But, by the way, you're recording this conversation, aren't you?
Okay, I turn it off if you don't want me to. That's fine.
Okay. That's how sophisticated our technology is. Why do you feel a need to record this conversation? Do you work for an organization?
I don't work for, anybody. I'm just doing this myself because...
Is it your plan to put this on social media and say that Sean Hannity wouldn't let me say kill the Jews or something?
No, I just turned it off. If that makes you feel better, if that's what you want, that's fine.
Well, it says you disagree with me on the issue of Hamas. So do you support Hamas? Do you not recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization?
I'm a Palestinian. I'm a Christian Palestinian. I was born in Palestine.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, is Hamas a terrorist organization? That's the question I asked you.
As far as I'm concerned, no. I think they're a resistance of the occupation. 75 years of occupation.
A resistance. Well, Israel has not been occupying Gaza. I've been there myself. They have not been there for many, many years. So you're saying that an organization that has, as part of their charter, it calls for the destruction of Israel. You're saying the people that on October 7th went into Israel, and we know we have videotape of it. How do I know? Because I've been able to see it, of the atrocities and the murder and the death and destruction and the rapes and the beheadings and the killing of innocent men, women, and children and babies. And you're saying to me that Hamas doing that is not terrorism to you.
Isn't what Israel doing to the people of Gaza the same thing?
Okay, you know what? Answering my question with your question is not an answer. I'll ask you again. We have videotaped evidence. Hamas took the video. I guess they're proud of the evil they perpetrated. They killed innocent men, women, children, and babies. They even beheaded babies. They even burned babies. And you're going to tell my audience on 735 radio stations around the country that that's not terrorism?
I thought that the news went back and said there was no evidence of beheading any children.
Oh, no, there's evidence. The IDF has the evidence. I promise you, I've seen it.
Media says there's no evidence.
Okay. And you won't even acknowledge that in their own charter that Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Well, isn't Israel doing the same thing, except that Israel has...
Okay, we keep going back to this little game you play. You see, I ask a question, and then you want to not answer and ask me a question. I'm asking the questions, okay? So answer. Okay, does Hamas have in their charter the call for the destruction of the state of Israel? That's a yes or no question.
No, even when Jimmy Carter... had a meeting with Hamas officials a long time ago.
Hey, John, you can put your tape recorder on, because I want you to hear this loud and clear. You are ignorant, and you are naive, and you are absolutely clueless about what the group Hamas is about. Did you hear me loud and clear? Did you hear that? You are an ignorant human being. You are either ill-informed, or you're just justifying the terrorist actions. One or the other. I don't know. I don't have time to give you, you know, I don't have the desire to pursue this any further because people like you that don't condemn terrorism and terrorists, I have no time for. I really don't. So enjoy your ignorant bliss that you're currently living in. By the way, Linda, give me props for picking up that this thing was recorded.
Listen, I mean, you know, that's what 30 years of radio does, give you good ears.
And my ears are shot, so the fact that I heard it is a miracle.
Truly.
And you heard it right away, too, because I saw you like simultaneously texting me, being recorded. It's hilarious.
Typical.
Oh, and by the way, every word of that call aired. Every word of that call is on the air. Anyway, Maria in New York. Hey, Maria, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me? Well, after that last call, I'm a little irritated.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you're going to really enjoy this call.
Okay.
I'm a school teacher in New York City. Okay?
And okay.
I want to let you know exactly what's happening in New York City. The migrant children. Okay? The city of New York, we don't have public schools. We have government schools. And in these government schools, they are filling them with migrant children. There isn't a day that goes by that not one, two, three children are enrolled in a school, some more than others. In some classrooms, you have 32 children who are sitting there, and not one of them speak English. Not one.
Now, as New York City, which, by the way, I'm not speaking about you. My guess is you're probably one of the really good teachers that a kid would be lucky to have, and that you would inspire them and you'd insist on a real education. So is New York City, with this influx of illegal immigrants into New York, thanks to Joe Biden, you're seeing a massive increase in kids coming from other countries, and they don't speak English. And you don't have enough teachers or resources to provide the education that they would need if they're going to stay in this country. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, under Barack Obama, he said his mantra was all teachers are English language teachers, which is not true. We all go to school for a specialty. An ESL, ESL teacher, English second language teacher, those are teachers that specialize in gain access to a new language. But we are expected in the classroom to give children those skills. Well, we are not. That is not our specialty.
No. As a matter of fact, you'd have to be bilingual to start with. English, teaching English as a second language, that in and of itself is a full-time job. You're not hiring new people to fulfill those positions. And what does that mean? That the children that are already in school, whose parents live in New York, whose parents I would assume pay taxes in New York, they are now suffering, and their kids will suffer, and their education will be set back even further because New York City schools, public schools, are some of the worst in the country already. Is that a fair statement?
Fair, but I have more for you. So, every child since COVID gets an iPad or some type of device so that they can access school in case we have to ever be locked down again. Okay? Now, because of the billions of dollars that are being spent on illegal immigrants in this city, what we have is a situation where they're actually cutting back on all of these things, like giving children devices, like having proper materials, like cutting positions inside the Department of Education in technology or curriculum or things of that nature. So it isn't just one thing that's happening. But it's all the way from the top, all the way down, and the only children that will suffer, because these children who come in most times are transient. They live here. They go back to their country. They come back. They move around. They'll move out of the state when they can't stay here anymore. But what will happen is those children who belong in the schools, who are legal, who parents pay taxes, they will not only have been given a less than lax lackluster education from COVID, but now they will not, their needs will not be met because of the children who are sitting in seats who honestly don't belong in our government schools.
What you are describing is a very real problem, especially in sanctuary cities and states, but now almost every city and town around the country is becoming a border city or state. A friend of mine is a principal out in Long Island, and now they have taken on literally hundreds and hundreds of illegal immigrants brought to New York by Joe Biden, and they don't have the ability and capacity and the finances to hire the teachers. Therefore, the students in the school district, it wasn't doing particularly well to begin with, although my friend is trying hard, now will be set back educationally even further. That is a national tragedy. And I know you're going to do the best you can, but under those circumstances, I don't think any teacher can do their job to the best of their ability. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity from Nashville tonight. We have Nikki Haley, Larry Kudlow, Stephen Miller, Mike Huckabee, Kid Rock tonight. That ought to be fun. Mike Pence and his daughter and much more. Set your DVR. Hannity, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you tonight from Nashville. Back here tomorrow. No, actually, back here on Friday. Thank you for making this show possible.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.